Thank you all for being here and helping to warm up the room, and thanks for your interest. I'm very pleased to announce the formation of a committee to bring the 2018 Super Bowl to Minnesota, and I'm very grateful to the three chairs who are standing, two of whom are here today, and in alphabetical order, Doug Baker is the chairman and chief executive officer of Ecolab. Marilyn Carlson Nelson, the chair and chief executive officer of Carlson, and Richard Davis, the chairman, president, and chief executive officer of U.S. Bancorp. We also have a steering committee, which Commissioner Clark Sieben will announce shortly, and we'll be adding others. This is just the very beginning. We'll be adding others from different backgrounds, different parts of the state to join in this effort. It'll be a team effort all the way. The principal focus of the co-chairs will be to understandably raise money and enlist the corporate community in that endeavor, and they will are very well positioned to do so given the prominence that they have and the respect for them in the broad Minnesota business community. The Super Bowl in Indianapolis a couple years ago brought $324 million to the city and that area, and we expect more than that in 2018 if we're successful, close to $500 million of money coming from visitors all over the country, all over the world to see the stadium and see Minnesota, and we'll have a chance to showcase Minnesota to the nation and to the world. I remember going to the 1992 Super Bowl, which Marilyn Carlson Nelson so ably chaired the host committee for that event, and it was so well done here that, in contrast to the previous cold weather one in Detroit, where they had a snowstorm and bad logistics, and literally a third of the people didn't get to the stadium until the second half. Here, everything went so smoothly that the NFL contracted with Gentleman Paul Ridgway, who was in charge of the logistics for Maryland, and contracted with him to run the logistics for the other Super Bowls for the next 15, 20 years. So we've proven in Minnesota already that we know how to handle a cold weather location for the Super Bowl, and it'll be, unlike this Sunday, it'll be indoors. So if you I read yesterday a list of the of all the clothing that the league is providing people who go to the game, assuming, I guess, that most of them come from places where they're not used to that kind of weather. We won't have that problem. We'll have a climate-controlled stadium. We'll have a lot of good activities, and we'll have close to $500 million added to the Minnesota economy. So with that, let me turn it over to one of the three co-chairs, Mr. Richard Davis.
Morning, everyone. I'm Richard Davis, and it's an honor indeed to be here today to talk about this great opportunity. And Governor Dayton, thank you for the privilege of joining you in this. So Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota, home to 19 Fortune 500 companies, almost twice that many Fortune 1000, and some of the largest private companies in America. It's our time, it's our moment, and we're ready. As you know, this is a great place to do business, and the community is thriving, but even more so as we look at the end of a recession, as a country moves forward to a recovery, no state doing better than this. Among the top states to do business with in America, fifth in GDP growth, and one of the lowest unemployment rates. That's here in 2014. Just imagine how great we'll be doing by 2018. I also want to talk about how exciting it is to be part of this business community, because we're the whole thing. We're focused on business, we're focused on philanthropy, we're focused on community, we're focused on making sure that this place is showcased as it needs to be in more places than just locally. It has a chance to put this on the worldwide stage, and Doug and I and Marilyn are heeding the call to bring forward that visibility. I also do, as the governor said, understand that the Doppler weather in the stadium on February 4th, 2018 is scheduled to be 70 degrees and clear. So we're looking forward to that. Even more important, the skywalks that haven't been built yet will be also 7 degrees and busy, but clear as well. Look, we have a chance to bring the Super Bowl back after a little more than 25 years. It's like in Hollywood, they say, I'm ready for my close-up, or put me in, coach. We're ready for our close-up, and we're ready to put this show on the road. It's our enthusiastic endorsement of Minneapolis-St. Paul being the host city for the 2018 Super Bowl. And I'm honored to bring with me to the podium one of my best partners, one of the greatest civic leaders here in the Twin Cities, Doug Baker.
Well, thank you, Richard. He's always a great guy to follow because you get this power introduction. Governor, thank you very much for the request. I'm very excited to be part of this. It's going to be a lot of things, including fun, and I think that's an important part. And so I'm excited to partner with Richard and Marilyn and the rest of the team, which Katie will introduce in a few minutes. And I think Richard really went through. We have a lot to be proud of here in this region and in the state. This is a great opportunity to showcase our great economy, our great quality of life, all the things that we do, I think, so ably here. I was able to go. The only Super Bowl I've been to was the 1992 Super Bowl in Minnesota because our company, Ecolab, at the time, used it as a showcase event to bring in clients and also to say thank you to a number of people. I was a driver taking our clients around from venue to venue, and somebody snuck me a ticket at the last minute, so I was able to walk in for the second half, and it was a thrill of a lifetime. And I would say the production, what we did, really did put this region in a great light. We have that opportunity again, so I'm excited to be part of that. More, our 400 restaurant and bar owners, our hotels, all obviously are going to be big recipients and beneficiaries of hosting an event like this, and so we also look forward to the economic impact, which we've talked about. And to talk more about that, let me introduce Commissioner of Deed, Katie Clark Sieben, who will talk about some of the work ahead as we move forward. So thank you.
And as the governor mentioned, Marilyn Carlson Nelson is our third chair. She would have loved to have been here today, but I know she will do a great job in working with Doug and Richard in this effort. So as part of the Super Bowl Steering Committee, I'm honored to be here with you today to launch this effort to bring the Super Bowl to Minnesota in 2018. While our business community is thriving, the Super Bowl would add an economic benefit that is nearly unmatched by any other single event. The latest economic impact study done on the Indianapolis Super Bowl in 2012 showed a $324 million economic impact. In addition to the governor's support and the three co-chairs announced today, I'm also proud to introduce our steering committee, charged with creating an organization around this effort and supporting the co-chairs in their roles to bring the 2018 Super Bowl to Minnesota. In addition to myself, the steering committee includes Michelle Kalm-Helgen with the Sports Facilities Authority, Lester Bagley with the Minnesota Vikings, Rob Moore with the Minnesota Timberwolves and board chair of Meet Minneapolis, and Melvin Tennant with Meet Minneapolis. We also plan to develop a larger public-private committee comprised of labor, public and private sector, and community leaders to help support this effort. Deed is proud to partner with the co-chairs and the steering committee in our effort as part of the official campaign, and I want to end on a message to the public. We need everyone involved in this effort to bring the Super Bowl to Minnesota. This includes private and public sectors, nonprofits, local and state and federal elected officials, community leaders, and citizens. If you'd like to be a part of this effort to bring the Super Bowl, please visit the Meet Minneapolis website at www.meetminneapolis.org/MNSuperBowl. And at this point, we'll open it up for question and answer.
Even though the Super Bowl obviously will be played indoors, how much of a challenge is it to bring a Super Bowl to a cold weather city like Minnesota?
You know, it's kind of ironic because, in a sense, Minnesota will offer the most climate-controlled venue at the same time allowing for the feel of an outdoor space with our new stadium. 60% of the roof, if you remember, is going to be ETFE, so the sunlight will come in. You'll feel like you're sitting outside. As you look toward the downtown with 500-foot pivot doors that open to the downtown, if the weather happens to be warm enough, if not, they'll be closed, and you'll have 200 feet of glass. So you'll feel like you're outside, but it will be totally climate controlled. You won't have to worry about cold. You won't have to worry about rain. You won't have to worry about storms. We also will have the Skyway connection to the downtown hotels and restaurants. So it'll be kind of ironic, but in a sense, I believe Minnesota will offer the best venue balancing weather along with views and the feeling of being outdoors. So I think we'll be able to measure up just fine.
With all that said, people on the outside, you know, they don't know that right now. People are going to be like, I'm not going to go to Minnesota because it's cold that time of year. We love going there in spring, summer. Even my relatives say, I'm not coming in the winter. How do you convince the outside world to come here when it's that cold?
Well, I think when they see the pictures of the stadium, when they realize that it is an indoor venue, that will certainly allay some concerns. We also will have a heated outdoor tent.
So, when the first cold weather Super Bowl was held in Detroit, I mentioned the problems. I mean, it really set the league back in terms of cold weather sites. And it was Minnesota that really, you know, turned that around, and with the Vikings and the effort made here, the civic leaders, and just the incredibly warm reception and all the activities going on, as Michelle said, that were indoors, you know, people had a great time here. And as a result, the league's been much more receptive to holding Super Bowls in places like Detroit, Indianapolis, and this one's going to be outdoors. They may want to reconsider the policy after this one. But I'm very optimistic that the owners of the teams who will make this decision recognize, first of all that we have done here in Minnesota to bring a new stadium and secure the Vikings' future here, and that that will be recognized, as well as the fact that we've shown we can put on a really good time for people.
Right.
Minnesota. Does this mean anything to the owners?
Yes, and first let me thank the governor for his leadership, and Mr. Davis, Mr. Baker, and Ms. Carlson-Nelson. These were the people that were instrumental in leading the charge on the new stadium. In terms of the league, it is an owner vote, ownership vote, and we have begun. Almost immediately after passing the legislation, with the leadership of many of the folks behind me, we began talking with the commissioner of the NFL, his front office, other owners, other teams, and we began immediately to talk about the public-private partnership. The 50-50 funded, this project is funded 50% public, 50% private, so we've talked about that. Indianapolis and New Orleans have hosted, I think New Orleans has hosted 10 Super Bowls, but the NFL has evolved the way they award Super Bowls. They've now gone to a program where they work in communities that have resolved stadium issues and invested in stadiums. And so we stand a very good chance. One of the reasons why Indianapolis got it, Indianapolis did a very good job, and they're back as a finalist. We feel with our stadium, with the corporate and business and community leadership that we have, and to the governor's point, you know, we know how to put on a great event. We can partner and plan to talk with the St. Paul Winter Carnival, maybe have the Lopet, Minneapolis Lopet, some of those things, outdoor experiences that match up. But all told, we think we have a great opportunity. And we're a finalist, and we have a great shot at getting this great event in this community.
Mr. Bagley, what are some of the other requirements that the NFL has for a Super Bowl besides, say, a new stadium? What are some of the other things that it needs to see?
Well, it certainly needs to see the hospitality infrastructure, and Melvin Tennant and his group, and Melvin can speak more detail. We've begun already the last 6 weeks. We've dug into this bid specs. They're a 190-page document requiring all these events, all these venues, and that need to be part of the Super Bowl. It used to be just a game. Then it became a weekend. Now it's a week-long celebration that has events every single day and 100,000 people coming to the market, plus the people that are going to the game. So there's a lot of people come here. There's a lot of events that people will want to be part of, and we're just in the process now of filling out those bid specs. So the bid specs are important, certainly raising money and showing that there's an investment that needs to be made. The Indianapolis invested $25 to $30 million in their Super Bowl committee and project. Dallas closer to $40 million. So there's a significant number and an effort that needs to be part of that as well. So So an investment in fundraising, infrastructure and hospitality, community business and state leadership, which we have today and will have for the next couple of years. But, you know, and this new stadium will be a great benefit in what these leaders did to accomplish the mission a couple of years ago.
Good morning. I can't speak specifically to the process through which we'll be raising money. Perhaps one of the co-chairs can do that. But the spec document is something that was provided to all of the cities, and we can certainly let you take a look at that. But it does include specificity on not only the stadium, but the use of the convention center, which will be needed for the NFL experience, many other events like the NFL honors, the awards show. But all of that is included in that particular document. It can make you make that available to you. Yes, in fact, one of the first requirements was making sure that we do have the adequate number of hotel rooms, which blankets the entire metro area. And I believe that number that we've actually committed so far is about 19,000 rooms. 19,000 rooms for 4 nights. And as you might imagine, the 4-night minimum is something that the league requires for a city that is going after a Super Bowl, making sure those are available.
We're still in the early stages to determine what the amount will be, but it will be something substantial, as you heard here earlier. And absolutely, it'll be visible because these companies are going to be, I think, in kind, expecting some form of visibility. As Doug said many years ago, Ecolab uses a chance to showcase that they were in this great community and they were a worldwide company. And we'll expect the same from those who will support us. And based on the history we have in this community of philanthropic and sponsorship support, we expect to have very high standards and probably a pretty high number.
Well, we're all interrelated, and what helps the Twin Cities here helps the region, and that helps the whole state. You know, if we bring in $500 million of new economic activity, that's going to, you know, make its way through the legislative process and through the turnover of those dollars and procuring various items and services from vendors that'll branch out. So, you know, the primary impact, yes, will be in Minneapolis and in the metropolitan area, but I always keep reminding everybody in the state we're all in it together, and what benefits one area benefits everybody.
Will you specifically try to recruit vendors and other folks, the city commissioner Noddy, from the rest of the state?
Well, if the commissioner Noddy, then yes, then I'll do it. If I'm around, you know. Now she's more, her odds are better than mine. So, but yeah, we definitely will do everything we can to maximize the impact for and the benefits for all of Minnesota.
Governor, Mr. Bagley referred to the public contribution. Is there any tax dollar contribution to this?
I have not contemplated that. I don't intend to bring anything related to the Vikings or the football stadium to the legislature for the next 1 or 5 years, depending on how long I'm here.
I can take that one, Pat. The event in New York, New Jersey this week, the number of our steering committee members will be attending. The governor is going to attend one day and actually has a meeting scheduled with Commissioner Goodell of the NFL. So just to kind of show that there's energy behind our effort and to tell the story and bring it forward. To the league and to the owners and to other teams, as well as executives from the NFL and other teams where we have the opportunity to communicate with. We have the steering committee will have a venue tour, an event tour on Friday in New York. So we'll go look at the tailgate event. We'll look at the honors program and some of the other awards and some of the other events that are scheduled for the Super Bowl. In addition, we'll have an opportunity to observe the cold weather makeup and the cold weather Super Bowl and try to learn from what's going on in New York and New Jersey. The Vikings are hosting a Minnesota reception on Saturday, which will be attended by the governor, the commissioner of the NFL, Vikings ownership, Vikings front office, a number of business and community leaders, our steering committee, some current and former players, and just kind of an opportunity to talk about the new stadium progress, but also the Super Bowl bid, and to have a reception there. So we've got some work to do when we're in New York and New Jersey. Which checklist? Yeah, I think I'll defer to Melvin on that in terms of as we get into are you talking about New York, New Jersey, or are you talking about no, when we get into the details on our bid and talk about that issue, because we'll need to have partners in the hospitality community that get behind this as well as our business and community leadership.
Right. You're asking for a Super Bowl just 2 years after this new stadium opens. Talk to us about the timing here. Why going for the 18 Super Bowl?
Well, as I said, the NFL now awards and rewards communities for stepping up on stadiums. And, you know, if you look at the Super Bowl awards that are upcoming, this year's New York, New Jersey, that was a stadium that was delivered. Next year, it's in Arizona. Following that is Houston, and then 2016 is San Francisco. We're about 2 years behind San Francisco. I think it's a good example. Levi's Stadium will be open in 2014. The Viking Stadium will be open in 2016. San Francisco has been awarded the Super Bowl in 2016. We're trying to get the Super Bowl for 2018. We did the bid is a window. We bid for 2018, 19, and 20. So we have a 3-year window, and we believe that 2018 is the right year. And you know, they've awarded Super Bowls to communities that have not completed stadiums, and we have some serious work going on right now to finish the stadium. But we think it's in good shape, and it's a great venue. Going to be a great venue, and it's been designed to host the Super Bowl. And it's been designed by the HKS architects, who have also designed the Indianapolis and Dallas stadiums, both of whom have hosted Super Bowls. So we think that 2018 is our year. As Mr. Davis said, this is our time. We think we have a great shot at it. It is, again, an opportunity to get to deliver the promise that we tried to talk about the last many years at the Capitol about getting the stadium deal resolved. Will deliver multiple events, and including a Super Bowl, and we think that we're in good shape there.
Thank you.